Hi there, Patricia King here, and I have my guest with me, Dr. Eiko Hormann. She's one of my most favorite people on the face of the earth. We're going to talk today about getting completely set free from alcohol addiction. In fact, Dr. Eiko, it's so wonderful to have you
here with this interview.
We're going to build people's faith, and we're going to minister into this particular problem, because many people today are addicted to many things.
But
you have a story about how the town drunk, who is actually known as the town drunk, helpless in his addiction, got set free. Can you share that testimony?
Oh, yes. I still remember. This was some years ago, but like yesterday, because this man was famous, well known. He lost his business, he lost his family, and so finally he became a Christian. And so this particular church and the pastor prayed for him, but he did not change. He was still, addicted, and he would wake up in the middle of the night, and he would drink hard liquor, whiskey, gin, and so on, and in a mug, coffee mug. And that was his habit. Anyway, when I arrived at this place, this was in Hawaii, the pastor had a little get-together at his home, and it was only about 20 people gathered, and after we finished eating, I was sitting in a couch, and then the pastor came to me and he said, "Do you mind praying for this man?" And he didn't say town drunk, but he's well known in this town as a,
right.
Because he lost everything. And so he sat right next to me, and I asked him how he drank, and he said, coffee mug. So, "Pastor, can you find a coffee mug that would be similar to that?" And so he found something as, this is similar to the kind of size and the color and so on that he drank. So I said, "Just think about craving. I've got to have it," kind of feeling, and then bring that coffee mug to your lips. And so he was just saying it, and obviously he was getting into that "I've got to have it" kind of thing. And so he gradually brought his lips, and at that moment I said, "I cancel, nullify the power of the craving in the neurological level, and then now I command the new connections in the brain, in the three brains, head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain, will be connected in the new pathways with peace, love, and safety, and no craving." And he said, he almost dropped the cup. He said, "Oh, I'm free." So I said, "How do you know?" "Well, because I don't have any craving, or I don't have that urge to do something or drink." The next day was Sunday. So he came to the Sunday service, and he came to the front and gave his testimony. And he said, "When Dr. Eiko touched the top of my head, I felt like a bolt of lightning go through my entire body from the top of head to my soul, and then I was completely free." So I said, "I never touched you. Let alone I never touched your head. I never touched your body, of any part of your body." And so I was kind of puzzled. But then two children who were there the night before came to the front, and they were sitting in two different locations, and each one agreed. Each one said the same thing. They saw Jesus walking toward me in the back of me, and he touched my shoulders behind me, and then moved to the man next to me. And he put his hand on top of his head, about 5 inches above his head. He waited. He just held his hand, and he waited. And then the moment that I clapped my hand, he touched the top of his head.
Wow.
And at that moment, I started to weep, because this was a confirmation of what the Lord told me about clapping my hand, getting a neurological connections separated, and then restore new neural pathways and so on. And I've been criticized, doing that and so often. And I said, "Oh, Lord Jesus, you're confirming what you taught me in public." And he was actually waiting for me to do the clapping Only then he touched the top of his
head. That's actually in the scripture too. You know, I think it's in Job where it says you clap your hands at the enemy and he flees.
That's right.
But Dr. Eichel, like you've been a scientist for over 45 years and a mathematician, and you've studied the neurological,
the brain, and
you know, aspects and connections of the human body. And God has used your natural understanding even to show you things of how He can set people free.
Yeah.
And so you know exactly what to speak into. And on another program that we did together, you discussed the three brains, the head brain, the heart brain, the gut brain.
The gut brain. Uh-huh.
And people can find that online at xpmedia.com. Mm-hmm. It's called Three Brains. If they want to search that out, they can find it, Three Brains.
Yes.
But this is fascinating. Now, can you pray today for any viewers that are watching this that might have addiction?
Okay.
Address the addiction and call forth that neurological alignment, because I really believe that we can have miracles
any
through
kind
the internet.
Of addiction.
Yeah.
Yes. Whether it's a pornography or
any kind of craving.
Any kind of craving. The sweets,
alcohol,
drugs, hard drugs, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Any kind of addiction.
All right.
Okay.
Well, just look into your camera over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just think about what you crave, okay, and then think about, maybe it's better to close your eyes and think about what you crave, whether it is something to eat, something to drink, or pornography, or whatever. And then when you feel that urge to do something to, you know, put something in your mouth or do something, then give me that signal, okay? And I'm going to wait until you have that craving. You ready?
Ready.
I cancel and nullify the power of this craving at the neurological level in the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's a Hebrew name of Jesus. And now, Heavenly Father, I ask you to make a new neural pathways of peace, love, and safety, and self-control in the name of Jesus. And now the neural pathways, brand new neural pathways, will give you that control over any thoughts or desire to overdo something or drinking, you know, eating or whatever. And so in the head brain, I want you to touch the head, and then the heart brain and the gut brain. So neurotransmitters, according to God's design, will be released to you so that from now on, you will have the control. Why don't you say this now? Jesus in me is in control. Therefore, I am in control.
Therefore, I am in control.
Now, think about your past experience or when you lost your control, whether it is addiction or it could be emotional outbursts or whatever, you felt you are out of control. Think about that and then repeat this same thing. Jesus in me is in control. Say it.
Jesus in me is in control.
Therefore, I am in control.
I am in control.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord. You can go back into time also, because time is a, like last night I overate at dinner. So I
do that too.
So I went back into time as we were praying and broke that off and realigned everything.
Okay.
Sometimes our cravings come from, you don't need it. For example, food, you might not need it, but you crave more, right?
Yeah.
So once you can just get realigned. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I used to eat cheesecake and ice cream, and then sometimes, in those days, I mean, this was way back, I couldn't stop. I kept on eating, eating until everything is gone.
Yeah.
And now I can just, you know, eat maybe a few spoonful and I can just put it down.
That is so good. Yeah. I actually believe that specific word is ministering to many of you out there that have overeating issues in your life. Some of you that are watching might have problems with alcoholism, like the town drunk, that right now things, the lightnings of God are going through you. Some of you, maybe drug addiction, maybe even for prescription drugs. Some of you, maybe exercise addiction or, eating disorders. It could be anything, but Jesus is bigger than it all. He's greater than it all. Mm-hmm. And his power is awesome. And I thank you, Dr. Iko, for having the faith too, because when God gave you the revelation about how that neurological pattern could be all reset, you had faith in his word on that, and that's why God uses you to implement miracles.
The neurological connections of old craving connections will be cut off, and then the Lord will actually reestablish a new connection.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're newly connected with God's freedom, with his goodness. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Start living your life in freedom. Order the Living in the Miraculous Combo by brain science and artificial intelligence expert, Dr. Iko Horman. Discover fascinating insights in her book, Living in the Miraculous, and gain practical tools for healing in victim or victor, your choice. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 154, or visit our online store at xpmedia.com to order the Living in the Miraculous Combo, a special offer of only $39. Order now.
Breaker Team Partner today. Go online to xpmedia.com.
Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with the God TV Israel Tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar. August 25th to September 3rd, 2013. Hello, welcome to an interview with Dr. Iko Horman, and we have an interesting topic right now called nano angels. I'd never heard of it before Dr. Iko shared on it. So, Dr. Iko, I know that when I heard that term, nano angel, what is a nano angel? I've never heard of that before.
I didn't either until the Lord.
And I know our viewers are going to want to know what it is. So tell us about nano angels.
Well, nano means extremely small, even subatomic level, even smaller than microscopic level.
It's like the quantum.
Quantum level, like photons and electrons and so on. Well, anyway, the Lord gave me that name, and I said, did you actually make nano angels? And he said, no, I made angels who can change shapes and sizes as I command them to,
right,
depending on the needs. So the angels can be huge, like an Empire State Building, or it could be so tiny as it can go into, you know, capillaries inside and so on. And it changes shapes too.
And so sometimes they'll minister healing in that as they're sent by the Lord into people's bodies.
Yeah. So I believe nano angels will be at work for any needs where microscopic thing, like capillaries I mentioned, if there's an occlusion, meaning blockages in the blood flow or any other blockages, can be, nano angels can go in and clear it out.
Now, how do you release them to minister? Just by following the Holy Spirit and like, do you ever say, Holy Spirit, release the nano angels? How do you do it?
I will usually say specialist angels and the nano scale to go inside of the, you know, capillaries or behind the eyes or, you know,
wow,
to clear the blockages.
Cool. Well, that I've never heard of before, but I believe it because our God, mm-hmm, he is big. He can fill the universe. He's so big, but he's small enough to fit inside of our heart.
Any place.
You know? And he's the creator of all things, so he can create. I mean, angels are according to Hebrews 1:14, they're ministering spirits that, mm-hmm, are sent. So they can be sent into capillaries.
That's
they can
right.
be sent into blood vessels.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're sent to minister to those who will be heirs of salvation. So if the ministry needs healing or alignment or something,
that's right,
if God sends them, they can definitely, mm-hmm, do that. That's fascinating.
It is fascinating because God can send and at will as his design. And
right,
anything that is not matching the perfect design of God in human body or, you know, any situations. You remember the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, I am come, they might have life
and have
it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
So the contrast between God's will and Satan's will is very, very clear. So whenever we see on this earth things are happening with, you know, steal, kill, and destroy, people suffering with the sicknesses or diseases or lack or poverty and so on, we have every right, mm-hmm, as God's agent on this earth to take authority over there.
Wow. Can you share with us, you shared that you'd like to boast in the Lord about a testimony of a healing for MS.
Oh, yes. Many occasions, mm-hmm, not just one MS, but many MS conditions have been healed. And the common denominator of MS seems to be, not just MS, but any autoimmune disorder.
Right.
You know, the immune system attacking,
right,
its own body. And so MS condition, arthritis, diabetes, myasthenia gravis, and any other, mm-hmm, you know, conditions of immune system attacking. But this particular incident is very dramatic. And this was a very athletic man, like 6 foot something. And he was already in a wheelchair. And he told me, while he was very young, he watched his father in alcoholic rage, beating up his mother almost to a pulp. He's just, you know, bleeding and, you know, real severe, you know, beating. And one time he tried to go between the two, and he got beaten. And so he was so little that he made a vow, when I grow up, and I'm going to kill him. And but then as he grew up and he started to get a job and make some money, he bought a handgun and gave it to his mother. And he said, next time the father tried to beat you up, why don't you use this, you know, just to scare him? I mean, not to aim at him, but to, you know, scare him. So to protect yourself. So be sure to, you know, I taught her how to, you know, pull the trigger and so on. And anyway, he thought it would be safe to protect her. But next day, he came home and he found his mother on the floor in a pool of blood.
Oh, wow.
It was she used the very handgun that he gave her to kill herself. So you can imagine the agony,
oh my gosh,
and the regret and, you know, anger at himself as well as, mm-hmm, his father. And so almost immediately he started to have symptoms of MS, the numbness and, you know, so on. And typically, MS condition has the neurons of the myelin sheath of the insulin wrapping around,
right,
just like an electric wire, mm-hmm, with the, you know, rubber around,
right,
is unraveled,
mm-hmm,
dissolved. So that's why some neurons touch each other, and it cannot send signals from the brain to move your limbs and, you know, things like that. So anyway, I put him on the potter's wheel, and then I asked him to forgive his father and then forgive himself, because the Lord told me that this was self-punishment, mm-hmm. because he automatically, unconsciously doing punishing himself. Mm-hmm. So I said, you got to forgive yourself. He said, no, I can't. It's just too horrible. I can't. And so we are going back and forth and spending some time. And I said, finally, the Lord directed me to blurt out this. And I almost, surprised myself. How dare you? You say that you cannot forgive yourself when you know what Jesus had done for you, because what you're saying is what Jesus done for you is not good enough. Mm-hmm. And that really, touched him. And he said, oh, no, I didn't mean, said, oh, I'm sorry. And so he started to weep. And finally he consented to, said, I receive your forgiveness. I now forgive myself. I forgive my father. And I release all this anger and anguish and so on. And so he was just, releasing with a lot of tears. And the Lord impressed upon me, he's ready to be healed physically. Mm. So I said, why don't you get up and walk? He said, no, I can't. I've been in the wheelchair for some time. I forgot how long. But I'll help you. So he started to get up, and he made the first step, and I was holding his arm, and he made another step, and he was kind of wobbly first, right. But then he saw himself walking. He said, oh, my legs are obeying my commands. Wow. You see, previously didn't, yeah. Because all right. The neurological signals from the brain to the limbs, mm-hmm. and all the muscles and so on did not work.
Right.
And but he said, no, my legs are obeying. And so he was delighted, and he made more steps, and I took my arms off from him, and I let him walk, and then he started to run.
Wow.
Going back and forth.
Praise
back
the
and
Lord.
Forth. And then the next day, it was interesting. His favorite sports were horseback riding and, what was it? Oh, tennis playing. He did both.
Wow.
Next day, after
awesome.
MS, in the wheelchair.
So it's a complete miracle of healing.
Almost instantaneous.
Oh, it's just awesome.
It was really awesome.
A lot of times healings will come, and it's kind of like a progressive,
yes.
state, right?
Sometimes
but
it's
this
a
was
slow,
a miracle.
This was right on the spot.
Miracle of healing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Only after he was able to forgive himself.
Yeah. I think that's what the Holy Spirit wants to bring to our viewers' attention right now. In fact, if you're watching and you're identifying that maybe you had really difficult things happen to you when you were young, maybe your father hurt you, wounded you, was unfaithful, was, maybe abandoned you, or maybe it's other people in your life, but you're sitting there knowing that there is unforgiveness in your heart right now. Do you know that unforgiveness can be a landing strip for many tormenting illnesses and soul conditions as well, conditions in the mind, tensions. It can actually even create paths of destruction in the realm of the spirit. Unforgiveness is a deadly poison. Mm-hmm. And as hard as it might be, if you could give it to God, let's give it to God. Say, I just forgive that one that hurt me. I really mean it. Sometimes people think, well, if I forgive them, then I'm letting them off the hook. But it's not really about that at this point so much mm-hmm. as it is about you getting their hook out of you. Mm-hmm. But why don't you just release forgiveness and then leave it with God? He's the all-wise mm-hmm. God. He's the God of all power, the God of all love, and he can sort it all out. But what he wants for you is to heal you in body, soul, and in spirit. So just say, Father, I forgive mm-hmm. those ones that have hurt me or offended mm-hmm. me. I forgive them. I release them into the fullness of my forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And then also, repent from any judgment that you have. It's not just sometimes an unforgiveness, but sometimes you've made a judgment that has put things into action as well. So just repent from any judgment, any mm-hmm. offense that yeah. you have taken up, and have the Lord just wash you clean, forgive mm-hmm. you, so that you have a clean slate. Mm-hmm. And now let's just believe together, yes. Dr. Aiko.
And
Father, we
God
just believe
too.
Together for all healing in the body, soul, and spirit to take place now, that there's a clean slate with forgiveness and mm-hmm. Lord, that all that's in place. So in the name of Jesus, we agree that yes. things like MS or arthritis and maybe heart conditions, diabetes, all kinds of different conditions can be healed now by a miracle. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So mm-hmm. any sickness or disease that was rooted in unforgiveness or bitter offense, we just break the power of that infirmity now
yes.
and ask for your healing to come mm-hmm. and establish a testimony mm-hmm. of your goodness in these lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Start living your life in freedom. Order the Living in the Miraculous Combo by brain science and artificial intelligence expert, Dr. Aiko Horman. Discover fascinating insights in her book, Living in the Miraculous, and gain practical tools for healing in victim or victor, your choice. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 154 or visit our online store at xpmedia.com to order the Living in the Miraculous Combo, a special offer of only $39. Order now.
But Christ hung his head on the cross of Calvary and he said, "It is finished."
And the multitudes gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, and the sick were healed.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, these eyes have been crossed since this girl was born.
The glory that's on this man, is getting something more out there. That is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Who's opening the eyes of the blind and causing the lame to walk and the deaf to hear?
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
The mystery of Christ is so great. We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.